before that, we're going to read an excerpt from the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah from the introduction to Tess, excerpt number 13. We find and see in the words of the sages of the Talmud that they have made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma, and from lo lishma he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above-mentioned Mishnah, which is the light in the Torah. It bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and mitzvot lishma. And they did not mention penance here, but only that engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with that light that reforms, so one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his Maker and not at all for his own pleasure. And this is called lishma.
What is this about? The will to receive that the Creator created. He created the evil inclination, which is opposite the Creator's will to bestow. This is why it is called evil. That will to receive, we have to correct it, so that it will be in order to bestow. We cannot invert it so that instead of a will to receive, it will be a will to bestow, but rather that same will to receive that was created, only its usage is what we have to change, so that instead of it being for our own benefit, so it will be for the benefit of others. The others can be anything outside of myself, outside of the person, but usually, all in all, it is towards the Creator. And therefore, in the beginning, when the Creator created the will to receive and it gave it the possibility to develop over many years, thousands of years, so the will to receive would develop on its own, and it reached a state where it already begins to feel how much it is in contradiction to nature, how bad it feels within nature. And then naturally, it started to correct its attitude to nature, to others. This was thousands of years ago that this started. And therefore, when the will to receive grew significantly within people, the Creator gave them a special approach for what to do with the will to receive. This means that they need to try to connect between them and to try to be not for one's own benefit, but for the benefit of others as much as possible, as much as people understand that this is what they have to do, etc. And then we already talked about that a lot. However, the thing is more, or the question is a greater one. What will help us to change our desire? Instead of me constantly thinking about myself, that naturally this is how I'm built, this is how I was born and I developed, how suddenly at a certain age, a person, even though he hears that he needs to be connected with others and have a nice attitude to the others, from where will he take the forces for it? From how he will he convince himself that this is how it needs to be? We know even from our own life how many times we were told by the parents and our educators that we should be good to others. And we couldn't. Nevertheless, we were constantly in conflicts. There's no room next to me for anyone else, only me. You can see the way the children grab hold of their toys, and even though he has a few and he can give something to others, why does he need so many? But no, he holds it right next to him and doesn't give it to anyone. So how can we cope with that will to receive that grows inside of us? And so then we are told that it is possible. You should try, you should give, you should listen to what you are told, and by this you'll come closer to others. This was possible many years ago, thousands of years ago even. And we see also that in such a way, with a primitive will to receive, even nowadays people live in some villages or certain tribes somewhere in the Amazonas or in all kinds of places where they feel close to each other and they don't have such a brutal and developed will to receive, such that it's that one can't see people who are close to him as close to him. And I saw many such states in all kinds of different nations when I met with them, that people feel that what I have and what he has, it's actually the same. We're like brothers, and they have no malicious thoughts, all kinds of evil of schemes. How can I somehow take advantage of him? And I also saw other kinds of relations where even though they're brothers and they're close, but I actually get extra pleasure specifically from me rising above him, that I actually want to be greater, stronger, to be the ruler, to be rich. Even though he's my relative, that doesn't matter. It actually gives me an additional pleasure that I rise above him. And we see that this is happening. The more the humanity develops, the more and more layers of the population of the world are entering the recognition of their ego, so much so that they become contradictory to each other. And those layers become more and more modern, as we call it, up to being so cruel that they cannot see that there is anything good in the other, but rather everything has to be just like the children who grab their toys and they don't want to give it to anyone. Just like that, we see the adults also. This is the true form of the egoistic development that exists in the human race. And the Creator is managing it, and He does so deliberately in order for us to reach the recognition of evil, of how much we are not capable, nevertheless, to continue living in such a way where around every person he has thousands of enemies, haters who are in contradiction to him, and there is no choice, but rather we have to put things in order somehow so that at least it will allow us to survive. And this is what is happening today also. We can see, look what is happening in Europe with all of these wars. And even more than that. So, what are we going to do? So, there were times when people were able to limit themselves and live in a calm way. Nevertheless, because they saw, they realized that otherwise it will be bad for us, it's not worthwhile for us. They were able to overcome the small ego within them in order to be in a balanced state, an equal one, like in a village, without all kinds of malicious thoughts that each one has towards the others. Certainly it's not a modern village, but this is how people lived. This is what he's telling us, that there were such times. Whereas later on, because the will to receive grew, so it was no longer possible for one to restrain himself, and he wasn't able to hide himself, pacify himself, be in some kind of a nice connection with the others, because it's not worthwhile for us to jump on each other and to start ruling each other. It's better to be in a calm state, so we could no longer hold ourselves in such states. And then it turns out that we are not capable of somehow pacifying our ego. It grew to such an extent that it's no longer possible to manage it. And then comes a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah for how can we establish ourselves correctly so that the connection between us will be a connection that is at least beneficial for the continuation of our life. Otherwise, we'll just eat each other up, and that's it. Because if it's animals, then there the ego is limited, and it doesn't let them truly finish each other, but rather there is some general balance between all the different forms of life, and they support each other, they help each other. These ones eat those ones, and these ones prepare the soil for those ones. In short, there is some kind of balance. Whereas in humans, there is no such thing. If they grow, they grow to such an extent that there is no place in the world for anyone except for one person, who is me. In the end, this is how it is. And so this is where the wisdom of Kabbalah comes to us, that we have to learn. It's not enough for us from life to just pacify ourselves and tell ourselves that it's not worthwhile to live in such a way in conflict, but rather the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah comes to us, and the sages explain to us that indeed we cannot cope with our ego, but rather we have to draw upper forces so that this upper force, what we call light, the reforming light, it will correct us. It will give us the possibility to see what happens if I do not succeed in my corrections. Then we are in a world where each one wants to kill the others. And what's the benefit? We will just end up like this. We can see how it is happening here and there in humanity, to such that each one, someone jumps and he wants to subjugate the others in such a way. So there is no choice, and we have to learn how nevertheless we can continue our life. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah will be needed, if not today, then tomorrow or the day after, but everyone will need it. Because otherwise, simply from the desire to survive, to continue life, this is why they'll need it. And they will realize that we can't just pressure each other and come with war and conquer each other, but rather only to reach a form of balance among everyone. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us. How we reach a state where we will all have to be in one kli, not to pressure each other, but to the contrary, to help each other. And in this way, we will reach the corrections. And then, with such a nice attitude, more or less, when we start with that, we can discover the general force that exists in nature that created us and is expecting us to reach such good relations between us, so that we specifically will discover Him who is dwelling among us.
Yet.
Okay.
So we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 111 in the Hebrew edition, the foreword to the Book of Zohar, item 31. The Zohar describes the vessels Chub Tum in Atzilut as growing or diminishing by people's actions. Also, we find in the Zohar, Israel gave anger and strength to the Creator. Meaning it is not to be taken literally in godliness itself, as there cannot be any changes in godliness whatsoever. As it is written, I, the Lord, do not change. Yet, since the thought of creation was to do good to His creations, it teaches us that He has a desire to bestow. And we find in this world that the giver's contentment grows when the receivers from Him multiply, and He wishes to proliferate the receivers. Hence, in this respect, we say that the mochin in Atzilut grow when the lower ones are given the bestowal of Atzilut, or that they nurture it. Conversely, when there are no lower ones worthy of receiving His abundance, the mochin diminish to that extent, meaning there is no one to receive from them.
We are the receivers. The Creator is the source of the abundance of the light, to the extent that we build of ourselves a vessel of reception that can receive, that can be filled. Then by that, we give a possibility to the Creator to open Himself up and to fill us. And by this, we give Him contentment. Just like a little child, the more he receives from the mother, the more he suckles from her, to that extent she is pleased. And it's written about it in many places. And so it's worthwhile for us, as quickly as possible and as strongly as possible, to connect between us so that we will have a common vessel between us. Otherwise, it will not be a vessel. Just one is not a vessel. Two, three, or at least 10, that we can say then that already there is some vessel and its volume is ready to receive the abundance from the Creator. And this is how we will reach a state where we will be Kubalim, Kabbalists, receiving the revelation from the Creator. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что нижние удостаиваются получить воздействие Ацилута?
What does it mean that the lower ones are rewarded with receiving the bestowal of Ацилут?
Ацилут is the light. This is why it's called Ацилут, it's law, in Him, with Him. This is where all of the
light. כמו שהוא רוצה להשפיע, גם אנחנו צריכים, אפילו בקבלה שלנו, להיות משפיעים. ואם אנחנו משפיעים אחד לשני, לבורא אין לנו מה להשפיע. אין לו חסרונות. אלה חסרונות שלו, רק דבר אחד שיכול לתת לנו. שאם אנחנו מתקשרים בינינו, שכל אחד מה שהוא מקבל מלמעלה, יכול להעביר לאחרים, ואז לא יהיה כפקק. בדרך האור. אז בצורה כזאת אנחנו הופכים להיות כלי שמוכן למילוי. ואז אנחנו מקושרים לבורא ובורא ממלא אותנו וכל אחד מאיתנו הופך להיות
And each one of us becomes a small pipeline that receives from the Creator and passes to others. And when we connect mutually between us, this is called a parzuf, a ten in practice.
Ну, мы же, в общем, пытаемся такое действие сделать, и все товарищи в десятке
степени отдают. We try to keep such an action, and not more all the friends in the ten more or less bestow to one another, but we still don't receive from Atzilut. How to come to it, Rav? We do not receive from above in order to give to others. We're not capable of it. I don't think that I want to receive in order to give to the other. Otherwise, I would never receive. Ask yourself, are you ready for it? That you're going to receive from the Creator only on the condition that everything you receive, you remain the way you are right now. And everything you receive from the Creator, you give to the friends. Do you have such a preparation, such a willingness? Yes or no? If not, then that's what you have to come to. And then the minute you come to it and you're connected to the friends, so that everything you receive from the Creator, you are interested and you want and you desire to give to them, then you will not be a blocked pipe, but on the contrary, you open up. And then the light, the abundance comes to you and flows through you to others. If you don't open up the path of light from you to the friends, the light is not revealed in you.
А в чем тут должен быть фокус в этой работе? То есть на товарищах?
What needs to be the focus in this work relative to the friends? Meaning, I need to cleave to them, or in the fact that I don't want to receive?
The point is a simple one. You need to resemble the light with your vessel. And how? What does it mean to resemble the light, to be a giver, a bestower, like the light? That everything that enters into you, you bestow it to others, to the friends. That is all. This is called the law of equivalence of form.
What does it mean that everything that enters into me, I pass it? How do you do it?
With a desire, an intention. Ask that you will have it, that you will connect with the others in your hearts, in your actions, in speech, in any way possible. It's an inner inclination that you should have such, that you are with them in one desire.
And when I'm with them in one desire, what?
It's your desire to bestow to them.
I passed my desire?
Your desire that they will feel that you want to pass on to them everything that you have. This is called to open your heart.
А вы говорили, что свет я должен им еще какой-то передать Творца, все то, что.
You said maybe to pass them some light.
You don't have a light yet, but only some desire. We are only currently joining our conduits, our empty pipelines. Later on, if we will try to connect, then the Creator will already fill us with His abundance. He will be revealed to us, in other words.
Notre dizaine a une question de.
Hello, Rav, friends.
Formuler une prière. Est-ce que on doit demander au Créateur de nous donner les moyens d'aider les amis ou de demander au Créateur d'aider lui-même les amis? Et est-ce que le fait de demander d'avoir les possibilités d'aider les amis est une expression de notre ego?
Do we need to ask the friends to help the friends, or to help us help the friends, and if to help the friends is an expression of our ego.
We want to connect with the friends and be connected with give and take as though we are truly in one heart. Whatever the friend wants, I give it to him. Whatever I want, the friend gives it to me. And it is impossible to give without receiving. And in such a way, we build ourselves such that we feel ourselves that we are truly in one action. We make no difference between one and the other, just like cells in a single body.
No, נמשיך.
Well, let's continue.
We are in item 32. You might compare it to a candle. If you light 1,000 candles from it, or if you light none, you will not find that it caused any changes in the candle itself. It is also like Adam Arishon. If he had progeny of thousands of offspring, like us today, or if he had no progeny at all, it would not induce any change at all on Adam Arishon itself. Likewise, there is no change at all in the world of Atzilut itself, whether the lower ones receive its great abundance lushly or receive nothing at all. The above mentioned greatness lies solely on the lower ones.
Yes, this is how it is. Certainly, there's no blemish in the upper one. It's revealed only with respect to the lower ones. Okay? Right. In our world, it is revealed mainly regarding control. How much each and every person or a part of the nation or an entire nation or it could be a party. Usually, however, it's more conspicuous between nations. How much each one wants to rule over the other. And now, because we are entering the period of the last generation, we will see how much it's the opposite. Those who want to be connected with the others and come closer to the others and to some extent to support the others, they specifically are going along with nature, coming closer to godliness, and they profit. And those who engage specifically in pressuring, humiliating other nations, pressuring them in a brutal manner, those will not succeed. They will fall. Because this period of time called the last generation is a very special time. It can be revealed for the banner, or, God forbid, it can be revealed to the worse. But indeed, those who do not pressure anyone will succeed. Those who only care for how to develop as much as possible in a free manner among everyone.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Знаете, я думаю, что вот это ощущение времени в нашем мире делает нам очень плохо.
I think that the feeling of time in our world
вот как
is not for us.
Завтра, через месяц, через год
doesn't do anything good to us. How can How is it possible tomorrow, in a month or a year, not in a month or a month or a year, but not right now to do it?
Do whatever is necessary in the group, then you'll have no questions. Forget about the world. I'm speaking in general, because nevertheless we are in the last generation. However, the most important for us is that each one will behave correctly in his ten. And then, out of that, one will see his true development.
5:29.
Today, our friends, I understand correctly, the first thing we have to do in the 10 is to intensify the deficiency for the Creator and for the connection between us. And to reach a state where I'm in bestowal towards the friends in the 10. Is it like two stages on the way?
As much as we will want to bestow to each other in the 10, we will receive from above the abundance in order to bestow. And as much as we will do so in the 10, our 10 will become corrected. A 10 that will do so will be corrected. And it will be able to receive from Atzilut, from the upper world, it will be able to receive more and more fulfillments.
Рав, а вот сам свет разве не обязывает отдавать другим, или же
the light itself, does it not obligate one to bestow to others? Or I should all first build an intention and then the light will come? And if so, where do I take such a desire from?
Out of you studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, being in a group, and you learn what the Kabbalists are saying, and you realize that this is what you have to do in order to advance. Otherwise, there will be no place in you for the upper light if you will not open up the conduit from you to others. Because you are actually as a blockage. And therefore, first of all, you have to open up a way out from you to the whole world, towards the friend, the ten. And only to the extent that you open it up, then the upper light enters into you. This is the law. And it is actually clear. It's just like we have in technology everywhere.
See,
if you have some blockage in a pipeline, then it is felt in the entrance already. The upper light is not felt statically, that it exists. There is no such thing. It is constantly in absolute rest, but for it, it actually means motion. Absolute rest for it means that it is constantly giving, filling, providing. This is the rest for the upper light, that it is constantly in giving. If you do not allow it, give it a place to pass from you to the others, then you block it. Then you are a blockage along the way, plugging it. And it won't help you until you open up that blockage, and that blockage is inside your heart.
But you can't hold this light within me.
Until you open a way out from you to the outside, it doesn't enter you.
Ken.
Yes.
Item 33. Thus, why did the authors of the Zohar have to describe all those changes in the world of Atzilut itself? They should have spoken explicitly only with respect to the receivers in Bia, and not speak so elaborately of Atzilut, forcing us to provide answers. Indeed, there is a very trenchant secret here. And this is the meaning of, and by the hand of the prophets have I used similitudes. The truth is that there is a godly will here, that these similitudes, which operate only in the souls of the receivers, will appear to the souls as he himself participates in them to greatly increase the attainment of the souls.
This means that by us seeing changes in the light, when it passes through us, it reaches us, and from us it reaches others, it performs all kinds of actions. Besides these actions, we feel in that the Creator, the one who is operating these actions, this is called from your actions, we know you. It is like a father who constrains himself to show his little darling child a face of sadness and a face of contentment, although there is neither sadness nor contentment in him. He only does this to impress his darling child and expand his understanding so as to play with him. Only when he grows will he learn and know that all that his father did was no more real than mere playing with him. So is the matter before us. All these images and changes begin and end only with the impression of the souls. Yet, by the will of God, they appear as though they are in Him, Himself. He does that to enhance and expand the attainment of the souls to the uttermost, in accordance with the thought of creation, to delight his creations.
Oh, it's exactly like when we play with our children, we want to show us that this game interests us, that we're in it at least in the same level of interest as the child. And it's important to me to also succeed and do various actions like the child is doing. Why? What for? In this way, I want to be in connection with him. I want to awaken in him, in the little child, those feelings, those attitudes that I'm showing him. And that's what the Creator is doing with us. So do not think that we're making any changes in godliness, God forbid. Rather, it's revealed only relative to us. But it's enough for us, only that he's doing it in order to play with us, so we would grow up and develop and reach his level.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, quisiera entender un poco más el por qué si el
I wanted to understand better why, if the ego is growing in such a cruel manner, in the end, it reaches a state of erasing everyone else. So how will we reach a state where will to receive will help us to connect and do all the work that we are compelled to do according to the Kabbalah?
The will to receive will never help us directly to reach bestowal and love of others and approach the Creator. Our will to receive will always be a help against. So we need to understand from this point on, at least, that anything that may help us along the way is to work against the will to receive. And it will never be in our own hands, never. Rather, only to the extent that we will conquer it.
wanted to ask, what is this action of opening up the blockage that is in the heart?
So I will be able to begin to feel the friends who influence my heart. Since I'm not on the path, I'm not... I'm not criticizing, I think that really the friends influence my heart. Like it or not, they are in my heart. Let's say like children who influence us. We can't say that I'm not letting them influence me. Rather, because they are with me on the animate degree, when I give birth to them and I care for them, then like it or not, what's in them influences me.
So what is the action by which you start to bring the friends into your heart and you let them influence you?
The more I can convince myself that they are like my children. They depend on me, I depend on them. As much as we can be in one heart.
And this is what enables this preparation, like you said before, that everything that is inside of you, you receive it for them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now, until we succeed in bringing the friends into our heart, the light doesn't flow through you?
Of course not, because you're the blockage. The light comes to the vessel that is in equivalence of form with it. If you're not bestowing through your vessel to others, then the light, which is the abundance that comes from the bestower, can also not enter the vessel.
So what happens to the light? What does it do?
It's concealed. It's blocked above you somewhere. That's what's happening. And then there are judgments, that there's problems that appear all the way up to wars, in short, pressure. There's good gvorot, bad gvorot, good fears, bad fears. It's not good, in short.
That's clear. I'm just trying to understand. So the solution for it, for the light to flow through me.
Yes, I always need to be prepared. How? If the light will come to me, how I pass it on to others. I open my heart up to the others. And the moment I decide, and I'm truly capable of doing it, then I see that the light is there and abundantly and begins to pass through me to others. And this means that I am receiving the light in order to bestow.
And it's not within you. The fact that it passes through you, that's considered that you received.
Of course, it cannot be any other way. It cannot stop and stand there. It's in constant motion.
Thank you. Bit by bit, I begin to hear Rav saying that there's no way to do anything with the will to receive. We won't have any control over it. We will always have to cope against it. The question is, from where do the forces come to feel above this feeling of abstaining? The fact that you're not being filled, you feel it as sorrow.
No, let the Creator do these things, and the work will be for the Creator, as it's written. This is how you give joy to the Creator. You're letting Him take care of your will to receive. Why did He create it for?
So that
you will decide, will ask, will pray for the Creator to arrange your will to receive and give it the validity to bestow, to receive in order to bestow.
But from the moment the will to receive, it's not interested in this. We received the example that Rabar says that he should suffer, but with joy. How do we reach that?
You're talking about a decision that you wish, you want your will to receive to work in order to bestow. So you bring it to the group, to the study, to your intentions, so that he will change, and that through such actions as study and connection in the group, also dissemination, that your will to receive will change, so that the intention over it will change from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This is written everywhere.
And to be in such a process patiently until it happens.
Why else are you alive for?
For the time being, all of life is just in order to be filled, so long as I don't suffer this sorrow, just to be on the lowest level in life.
Okay, so change yourself, so that it's not the only reason you're alive, just to run away from the small sufferings and trying to reach small pleasures. Rather, you wish to come to an effective action, a spiritual, eternal action. And this is within reach. You have everything, Moshe. Everything in order to do it.
In relation to a blockage that is blocking me from passing it on to others, can it be that the entire 10 is like a blockage, that it's not given the possibility to pass it on?
Yes, of course.
So what do we do to get out of that state?
Talk amongst yourselves and decide that we must think clearly, think good about the others, so that in total our good thoughts will wander in the relationships between us, and that we will turn to the Creator to help us to be in our thoughts and influence us in such a way that it will correct the connection between us until it becomes a pipe, and the upper light will enter the pipe, and through our 10 will flow not only between us but to the whole entire reality, this entire huge vessel.
Дорогой Раф, духовный процесс начинается цимцум, масах, орхузер.
Dear Rav, the spiritual process starts with the restriction and screen, reforming light. What does it mean, coupling by striking in my heart or in the heart of the 10?
Coupling and striking, zivugdaka, is when you receive the pleasure and you clothe it with the intention to bestow, which is opposite than the intention to receive, the natural intention to receive that we have. The fact that I want to receive pleasure from above, but in order to bestow, that creates a striking inside of me between my will to receive and what I'm doing right now, where I reject myself and my will to receive from the incoming pleasure, and then I clothe the incoming pleasure in bestowal from me, in rejection from me, in a desire to bestow. And that's how I deliver it to the other.
נגיד אני מקבל סוכריה.
No. Let's say I'm receiving some candy. I love this candy, but I want it, but I can stop myself and give it to a friend. So there's a desire from me, there's a pleasure from above that comes near me, there's restriction, I restrict my will to receive from receiving pleasure, and my action in reflected light, where I pass the ability to enjoy to the other.
No, Kabyu 3.
Okay, Kabyu 3.
Shurav, you said that the creative thought is to rejoice his creature, and at the same time, we know that our desire to receive grow infinitely. To rejoice, of course. So what is the radical way to break this infernal circle? Because it seems that we are in a kind of entrapment who the creative thought want, we rejoice, and as we want to rejoice, we grow desire more and more. So.
It depends on what gives you, what you want to enjoy from, to receive joy from. If you manage to stop yourself from enjoying by yourself and to pass this pleasure to others, to the group, and for everyone to enjoy themselves, then it turns out that that you're starting to feel the pleasure 10 times bigger, let's say, and you receive it in a new form.
From Unity 3, the friends should want to receive from me what I want to give them, or is it enough that I want to give them everything?
For the time being, it's enough for me to want to give them everything. Later, we'll come to a mutual form, and in the mutual form, we have Na'an Chai. Lights, vessels, and the entire spiritual development. But for the time being, let them have... I should have this tendency from me to my friends.
Due to them.
Again?
What the light that passes on from me to the others, what does it do for them?
The light that passes through me to the friends, it corrects our pipelines, our vessels, so that we connect. We allow the Creator to work in it, to pass through it, to connect us.
CD38. If so, what is the check that indeed the other is receiving the fulfillment, or maybe he doesn't receive the fulfillment if he doesn't have the possibility?
This is something I feel in my heart. We have to do it. These are questions. Questions before we do any actions are not real questions. We need to start the work, and then from experience, since none is wise as the experienced, then we'll begin to scrutinize those things in practice. Those things get clarified only if we do it, and we don't work with theories.
How do we collect, gather the deficiencies of every friend and the general deficiency of the 10?
When we all work on the deficiency for spirituality toward the Creator, then we collect the deficiencies from each one like a bouquet of flowers. We collect everything in order to present it to the Creator.
Hala.
Mikabu 5.
of you five. When we give everything to our friends, we make the Creator happy. So what do we receive in our ten?
We receive through the ten contact with the Creator.
Now, in the lesson, there is a feeling, a good feeling, a feeling of fulfillment, and the desire to pass it on to the friends. Is this what you mean by wanting to pass it on to the friends?
No, not only that, the more, there's less, there are corporeal things, spiritual things. We will see. In each and every state has its own discernment, its own details, its own components.
So, what should I really do now in the lesson in order to pass it on to the friends, pass my desire?
To feel everyone as one vessel. And if this vessel is incomplete, let's say in place of one of the friends, there's a hole in the side, in the wall of the vessel. So this vessel is flawed and the light feels that the vessel is punctured, is flawed, and the light does not enter it. The light does not enter. This is called the end of the action, is in the initial thought. Or if in the very end, there's a certain flaw, a certain defect, you feel it from the beginning, because everything passes in reflected light from the end to the beginning. And if you don't have that reflected light that comes from the side of the vessel, then there's no approach, there's no way for the light to enter the vessel. It's a very simple thing. Very practical.
So what is my work in the work of every friend in
to help the friends be like you and more than you, that everyone, all of us are working to be connected to one another and to be in arvut, so we would hold and support one another, so that whenever we turn to the Creator, it will be the complete desire for Him to correct the connection between us. And in the connection between us, when we are in this mutuality between us, He should fill this connection with His presence and rejoice.
But how can I be concerned? I understand that I can replace the friend in filling the vessel, so it will be his vessel, or...
This is also correct, that each one is ready to be a guarantor to his friend. Yeah?
If I can ask another question about our work during the day. Here, it's clear, but throughout the day, do we have any work with the world in such a way, let's say?
With the world, I don't know, each one, whatever he's doing in dissemination, we also need to try to open it up to the whole world. So that the world will also understand its role, its purpose. Why is it going all those places? Why does it suffer? Why does it keep reincarnating in this way? Look at the world. From all directions, we hear these rumors that we're either before a nuclear world war or before a great crisis or something else. The world is missing only one thing. Mutual guarantee. We would all understand that we are in one plate, all of humanity, and we are responsible for one another, and we have nowhere to run to, and all the blows that we are feeling is in order to open our eyes up to that level of interdependence. You can't live in a small tribe in the Amazon or somewhere, some godforsaken place on the planet and live quietly and peacefully. We're fast approaching a state where more and more people are entering this mutual guarantee, and there will be no escape but to feel how much we depend on one another. It will be a terrible state in order to obligate humanity to reach, you know, this thought of everyone thinking about everyone else.
So what's the work of a friend who leaves the lesson now, goes out to the day? What's his work towards humanity, towards the world?
First of all, to disseminate this idea as much as possible, to care about the strengthening of his ten, through his ten, care about the strengthening of our vessel, to publicize the method of correction of the world in such a way that it will be acceptable to humanity. It depends on where you're publishing it and what level. That's all we need, meaning to realize what the last generation should be.
And
in the form of thought, or I don't know, such form, is there work?
Of course, if you do it, then also in thought. But toward the world, you also have to do something in practice. Of course, our thought is what is working, and that is the main thing. But as much as possible, we need to try and publish it in all the networks, wherever everyone is, just to see that where you are, not enter into unnecessary arguments and idle
discussions. The most important thing for us is to awaken all of humanity to corrections, because humanity is miserable. It's facing great blows and suffering of famine and natural disasters, lack of supplies, and we have to at least give them an answer about what it all depends on. Why is this happening to us? Why the upper force, nature, the creator, why is it so, why is it playing with us in such a cruel way? So we have to explain this to humanity, that we have no choice but to be connected in a beautiful way and know how to extract the abundance, the upper force, the light to us. We have to explain that system to them, whether it's in an emotional way or in an intellectual way, with Kabbalah, without Kabbalah. Usually, you don't need Kabbalah in there. Just a simple explanation.
Yeah, Rav, thank you. Earlier in the lesson, we spoke about the blocking of the light. When the light comes to us, then we need to be ready to pass it on. So how do we practically do it now in the lesson? Because we are also attracting the light, and we don't want to block it. We want to pass it on to the friends.
When you open your heart to the friends, and each one does the same towards the others, and whatever is in your heart, each one intends, you don't need to discuss that. Everyone aims for everything in his heart to be felt in a positive way by the friends. And this is how you're also trying to explain to all of humanity that this is what we need. And if we come even to just a little bit of somewhat of such a connection, such an intention, we will see the world turning upside down from the bad that there is today to the good of tomorrow.
Sorry for nagging. My question is really like, but how do I do it now? How do I work now with the light to benefit the friends and not be a blockage? Because I think the friends feel me right now. Now I can speak. But during the other 99% of the lesson, I'm silent. I'm only listening and praying and doing things, but I cannot convey this to the friends. Is it only in thought then?
התפעלות, התפעלות, תפילה, הרגשה שלך, מה שאתה מרגיש.
Inspiration, prayer, your feeling, what you feel is what works. This is the spiritual force that works. In the meantime, our force is very small, but it still is what works. And with respect to humanity, it's the strongest, most powerful force. So we have to continue. We just have to continue that.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Rav. What is correction? How do we do it?
Correction means an intention to bestow over all our actions.
How do we execute the correction in the world of the host?
We ask the host for the power to think of others.
Rav, thank you.
Cosa significa che tutto quello che noi percepiamo fuori noi stessi è un'immagine?
What does it mean that everything we perceive outside of ourselves is only a picture of what exists inside of us? Meaning, what's the difference that helps me see something through my qualities and it's not true?
We see everything through restriction. Through a restriction. That's why we think there is this wide, scattered world that's all disconnected and so on. But if we saw things for what they are, we would see that everything is a single system. That there is a tight connection between each and every part of the system. And then we would have no problem in connecting and moving each other and so on. But because the connection was broken, the will to receive went in and filled all the spaces between us. So we have to work against this disconnect, this difficulty that the will to receive distances us. And that's our work. Why does it happen? Because specifically by going over the will to receive, wanting to be above the will to receive, by that we begin to recognize the Creator. What is His nature? Through the opposite, from darkness to light, from disconnects to connections. And that's why he did that. He had no other choice. If you want to create the created beings and have them attain him, then you have to put them in conditions that are opposite to him and then allow them to attain him.
Okay.
Item 5, the words of the Ari.
Gam behiyot hayud sfirot bifchinat.
Even when the 10 sefirot are regarded as circles, one within the other, they already have all the forms of reception of the abundance that exists in the line of straightness. It is so because the circle of Keter, called Arich Anpin after the correction, has one foramen and window on the right-hand side of the circle. From there, the light of Arich comes to the circle of Abba and shines to it. There is yet another window on the left-hand side of the circle of Arich. The light reaches the left-hand side of the circle of Abba, which is inside it, punctures it, and makes a window in it. The light extends from there to the circle of Ima, inside the circle of Abba, and shines in it. Thus, the light that passes in the left of the circle of Abba is not for Abba himself. It only passes there, but the illumination is primarily for Ima. It turns out that Arich Anpin shines for Abba and Ima together, just like their straightness, even though they are one circle within the other. They still have straight lines, right, left, and middle, in the windows in them. The light extends from there in 10 sefirot of circles through completely straight lines in every detail in the 10 sefirot of the straight line of Ruach.
Раф, это уже начинает чувствоваться. Вот то, что мы...
Раф, it's starting to be felt.
Оно начинает чувствоваться.
What we're reading is beginning to be felt. How to do it in the ten, how to feel the circles, how to feel the restriction, how to feel all these things we're going through between us.
I don't know. You have who to turn to, and that's the Creator. I only exist to remind you who to turn to. Okay,
and 300. They have straight lines there, left, right, and middle. Item 300. This means that the light descends from circle to circle by way of extension in straightness, in straight lines. However, this is not regarded as an actual correction of the three lines that descend from the screen and contain the male light with which to bestow upon others. These lines of circles have no power of bestowal because they come down as windows. The windows suffice only for receiving the light for themselves, but not to impart it to others. This is the rule. Without a screen, there is no male light, only female light, meaning the light of Nefesh.
Киев 1.
Вот я не могу понять, вот игулим это все-таки килим или это свет распространяется так?
Dear Rav, I can't understand. Are the circles the vessels or the light that expands this way?
Both straightness and circles are vessels, desires. But it depends on what level is the desire. Is there a strong desire? Is there a force of restriction and screen? Can it turn to the light, connect to the Creator, bestow to the Creator or not? Through a window or maybe only it can shine in a local way to himself. If he connects with others, if he has a stronger desire to receive or a stronger screen, then it can already bestow. So it's a form of connection of the desires in the vessels. So there's a window, there's a foramen, there are doors, wait, there's many more things. What we're seeing in this world, in terms of the connection between different elements of nature, these are all results of what we're studying right now about the structure of the spiritual world. You will begin to notice these things, discern these things, and see how much it influences us, how we're influenced by it, and how much we bestow in return. PT6.
Rav, these windows are simply another way that the light moves from circle to circle, not through straightness? What's their purpose? Maybe that's the question.
These windows, that they are designed to shine light into the circles.
But we learned that the straightness, there's three sefirot there.
Straightness is a different influence that is a scrutinized influence with the screens and connections and on coarseness. Windows is like something that's missing.
What are they needed for?
Because there are passive deficiencies, and that's their only way to participate in corrections, like the light of the female. We learned that. Where are we?
We're in item 6, the words of the Ari.
All right. Okay. Adam Kadmon extends from En Sof until the end of Atzilut, and all the worlds are included in it, and we are not permitted to engage in it. Item 6. And this Ak, the world of Adam Kadmon, goes from one end to the other, from the upper end to the lower end, throughout the above space of Atzilut. All the worlds are contained in that Adam. But we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam's internality and self. We do not delve into the world of Adam Kadmon. As much as we've learned it in the study of the Ten Sefirot and the preface, that there's desires and screens and restrictions, there are many details. All of that is only based on the rules that we have in the whole system of Abiya. But to engage in Patsufim and the things that are happening in the world of Adam Kadmon, we have no ability to do that because we do not attain it. It is the world of Keter. All right, soon he will explain this more.
We're in item 7, the words of the Ari. It starts with, the circles came out first and the straightness next. We do not engage in the circles, but only in the straightness. Item 7. In the beginning, the 10 Sefirot came out through the circle, one within the other. Afterwards, within the circles, they extended in straightness as an image of one Adam through the length of the above-mentioned circles. Still, we have no dealings with the circles, but only with the straightness.
Because vessels of circles are not in our control, we just learn them from their relationship with the straightness, and through the straightness we can somewhat clarify and understand them, but the circles are vessels that are above the restriction. And therefore, when we who are born as a result of the straightness, we can't research them. We just receive from them, we feel them it's like we're in contact with them, but it's not that we can influence them. Rather, they influence us, and therefore we can't research them. The circles are higher than us. The vessel itself of the circle is more whole, more complete than the vessels of a
Yes, thank you very much, Rav. Can we state that Baal Salam is giving us certain guidance here, like the example of describing the expansion to the straightest in circles in an opposite fashion?
We can't work with the circles in any way. Our whole work is to be in the straightness and not leave the straightness. Meaning only to the extent that we have a screen that we can work with the coarseness and restriction, screen, reflected light, then we build a batzuf, and in that batzuf, we can research what's in the vessels. And what's outside the vessel of straightness of the person, we can't research, because you certainly have no evidence, no proof for it, no actual vessel, so it's not something. Don't attain it, they stopped asking about it. Okay. What else do I say about this chapter 2 that we just finished from test? First of all, it's good. We went through it, we somehow got an impression from it, it's registered in our vessels, in our souls, in our desires, in the connection between us. Meaning we have printed it on our soul, and bit by bit in our connection we will awaken the surrounding lights and even the inner lights, so these vessels would awaken and we will feel that something is growing within and stabilizing.
In W5, what's the difference between the screen with the male light from the lines and the circles?
Circles usually is called light of female, and line refers to light of male, because in the line the lights spread only by the coarseness in the screen, and by the circle is filled by the line. Therefore the lights inside the circles are passive and the lights of the line are active. In our work is to organize ourselves for the working in the line.
So from Kavkaz 1, they're asking, how do you use the circles in the transition to the line?
Well, for now, we need to understand circles as a storage. That's where the lights that we draw go in, by the straightness, by our overcoming in connecting between us, where I nullify my ego and I'm willing to connect with the friends, and by that I resemble myself to the upper light, and then I'm able to receive it in through the relationship between us, and then these lights from each and every one, they are established and they build lines, and then we later discover what we've actually done. That it's actually lines of, how to say it, lines that connect the circles that connect between us. Yeah.
From Hebrew, we said that circles are vessels. So if it's impossible to attain them, then whose vessels are there?
To attain means for thy hand shall attain, meaning that we can use them, that we can work with them as you use a work tool. So we can't do that. We work with the circles in order to cause there is certain fulfillment in a very specific way, and we receive from them. The circles are like storage where the upper light is, but our active work is through the line. So we learned here in this short chapter 2 about circles, and that's it. More than that, we don't learn and we barely discuss it. Yeah. That's how it is. Because we have no control over the circles, only the line, and through the line we fill the circles until they are fulfilled in an infinite way. Yes?
A little bit more clarification is asked. If we're talking only about vessels that have a screen,
yes,
it's not clear what it means that the circles have no screen.
The circles are desires before the restriction. Let's say we are all now circles. Why? We have no up and down importance in spirituality, inside and out, in terms of spirituality. We're just circles, meaning we have no discernments. It's not like circles in spirituality, where everything's already organized based on the importance and proximity to the Creator, but it's also a kind of circles.